Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. My name is Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it's my delight and pleasure to be with you. Tonight, I have as my special guest, Lisa Williams from New Jersey, and we're going to hopefully get her on the line in just a few moments. We seem to be having a little difficulty with the studio tonight, but Lisa, please hold on. I'm going to bring you in as soon as I can. I am patiently awaiting to see what is going on with Blog Talk Radio tonight. But you know, God is good. We are here, and we are going to get this thing rolling along in just a few seconds. But if this is your first time tuning in, thank you so much for listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. We are on every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m., and we want you to tell your friends about the show and join in anytime that you can, and let's bring Blog Talk Radio into fruition for our ministries. And it's used for so many things, but we want to use it for our ministries and getting the word out and talking to folks about what we're doing, letting them know what's happening in the community. So thank you so much. If you are a longtime listener to the show, thank you as well, because I am so excited to be with you again tonight. I am looking forward to bringing my guest on, but we're going to make sure that we can sign in, that she'll be able to be heard loud and clear. But in the meantime, so just hang on, hang out with us for a little bit. Get your pencil and paper, because I know you're going to have questions. Louise Williams is an awesome, awesome woman of God, first of all. Then, second, she is a coach. She's a speaker. She's a teacher. So she has so much that she has to share with us tonight. And I am just sitting here just waiting patiently, hoping that whatever the little issue is with Blog Talk, that soon we will be able to rectify that and get her on the air. So Lisa, I know she's on the line, so just hang on, hang out with me for a few minutes. I do apologize, because I know how it is sitting and waiting, and these things do happen every once in a while. We get a little glitch going on here, but we're going to work this thing out, because I really know that she has some awesome things to say. In the meantime, if you would like to call into the show, the number is 1-347-826-7543. That's 1-347-826-7543. And if you would like to contact me, my information is www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, and you can go to my website and check me out there. Also, you can send me an email at icwdirector.com, and I will be able to talk to you through email, or you can leave something in the message box for me. So in so many ways that you can get in contact with us. Tonight we want to talk about women in leadership. And I am just so excited, because Lisa and I have so much that we need to talk about. But we're going to get this thing going. I pray that whatever's going on, Blog Talk is not responding on my end. I don't know what the problem is, but hopefully it will be up and running in just a few minutes, because I'm so thrilled and excited for you to meet with her tonight over the broadcast and get some of your questions answered about leadership, about writing your books, about what she does in New Jersey. She runs a training center there. So there's so much going on. So just hang out with us for a little while longer, and hopefully everything's going to be all right. It says on my end that Blog Talk is not responding. So I don't know what that really means, but you know what? We're going to keep it going, because we have to do what we have to do. And I hope that you all can, you know, hang out with me. I'm going to try to log in again and see if it'll bring me in through another direction. So, you know, but hang out with me and just know that it's going to be good once we get it going, because I'm still excited. You know, we got a few more minutes, so we'll probably go past 9 o'clock if we're able to get on tonight. I'm Francine Humphrey, and I am the host of Issues Concerning Women. And if you've never heard of our organization before, We are an organization that empowers women, that we want to give them a voice so that they can be heard and share and communicate and just talk about what we're going through in our lives, in our ministries, in our relationships. We want to build these wonderful relationships and hope that you'll be able to chime in every once in a while and let us know what you think about the show and all the things that we're doing. So hang in there with us because hopefully it's going to work this time. It's doing something and hopefully it's going to work. Yay, we're there. Oh, my goodness, I'm so excited. So let me, without further ado, let me click on Miss LaLisa here. LaLisa?
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I've been having a time, girl, but God is good. Thank you for holding on. Oh, my goodness. Could you hear me? Yes. I didn't know if you could hear me because I kept saying, hold on, LaLisa, I'm coming. Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you Mrs. LaLisa Williams, and she's hailing out of New Jersey. She's an awesome woman. She's a speaker, an author. She has her own business. She's a teacher. She's so, like I said in the little clip, she's just awesome. So without further ado, I'm going to bring LaLisa on so that we can chit-chat and talk. And LaLisa, how are you this evening?
I am doing well. Thank you. Glad
to
be here.
Thank you. Yes, yeah. I'm glad to be here with you. Yes, I was like, no, I can't have my sister hanging on the line. I can't talk to her. So what's going on in New Jersey? Tell us about your training center and what you're doing out there.
Yes, we are training people for the new era of work and for the new way that the country is employing people, the way students are being prepared for the jobs, for the workforce. So we're just helping out with some of that training, particularly zoning in. There's a couple of types of training that we do. One where we focus in on individuals that are coming out of prison, individuals that are in some type of a social bind. They've had some kind of a social problem, be it welfare, be it some other things. So we're helping people get some ground level basic job readiness, work readiness skills like communications, customer service, project management, problem solving, and just basic literacy, math, reading. So that's one type of training that we do. The other training that we do is also as it relates to leadership. You know, in the country, there is a leadership shortage, and it didn't just start. They've been knowing about it for a long time, but there's also some disparities in the leadership roles that women have versus mm-hmm. men. We have more women in colleges and universities, but we have fewer women in corporate board positions, and this is important because when you're in those board positions, you get to make a lot of, as you well know, and your audience probably knows as well, that's where the decisions come from.
Absolutely. So can you give us the name of your training facility and where you're actually located in New Jersey?
Yes, it's the Performance Strategies Unlimited Training Institute. And so we just use the acronym PSUI, which is Performance Strategies Unlimited, Inc., because we are incorporated. It's a corporation. And we're located in Elizabeth, New Jersey, 1139 East Jersey Street, Suite 426, downtown Elizabeth. So we're very excited. We just opened that facility just 3 months ago, March 1st. And though PSUI has, I started the company in 2002, so we just a little in May 2002, so we're just in a little bit celebrating 12 years.
Oh, how awesome. That is a tremendous thing that you're doing there in New Jersey, and especially with the economy being the way that it is. And like you and I were talking today, there are jobs out there, but people are not qualified for the positions, you know, so they're not able to get the job. So can you tell us a little bit about your training facility, if somebody is listening and they live in New Jersey and they wanted to get in touch with you and they did, how would you help them get a job today in today's market?
Yeah, what I'm trying to do, I'm glad you asked that question, because what I'm trying to do personally as a coach, as a trainer, as a speaker, and as a radio show host as well, all that I do, I'm really trying to be the go-to person for helping people with challenges get jobs. See, here's the thing. Jobs are never hard to get for individuals who have the right skills at the right time. These are individuals having no, as a matter of fact, I know one young lady, I speak to her on a regular basis. In the past 6 months, she's gone for at least 3 job interviews, and she has a job.
Mm-hmm.
So jobs are available.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I'm finding that a lot of people that I'm working with, there's some type of a blockage, there's some kind of a hurdle, there's some other challenges, and one being the lack of skills. So, yeah, that's a big, big problem, Francine, because if people, you know, and the thing is, time waits for no one.
Absolutely.
So, for instance, we find people, let's just say a person gets laid off from their job. And typically they'll go, the first thing they'll do is they'll go and sign up for unemployment benefits.
Uh-huh.
Because since 2009, somewhere around 2008, 2009, when the recession, you know, really took a dive, they expanded the unemployment benefits even more. They had already, you know, things were going a little bad, so, you know, they'd already expanded it maybe a few more months.
Uh-huh.
So now what happens is people, once they get on unemployment, then what happens is as they start getting cold, just like if you take a pot of food off the oven right away, it's still hot and you can eat it. But if you let it sit for a while, it gets cold.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people take themselves out of the job market. They don't realize that they're getting a little cold, so to speak.
Okay.
But it's hard to advise someone not to do that, not to, you know, you lose one job, the best thing you could do is go right away, whether you were fired, whether you quit, whether they laid you off, they downsized, they right-sized, they upsized, whatever they did, they left the country, they offshored, they insured, whatever, the
mm-hmm.
best thing you do is to go right away and look for another job.
Okay, great advice.
Because what happens is, this is the problem. Let's just say you're a project manager. You're a great project manager, okay? Let's say that, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you get laid off. You wait 2 years. So now you haven't done project managing for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the company is not, they really don't care about you having a gap, so to speak, but
right.
what you were doing. But the point is, your skills, you didn't keep them going up to date. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Absolutely, yes.
You let that skill get, I mean, 2 years in today's economy. Now, years ago, I try to tell people, some people don't get this, but 50 years ago, we were in a slower time period. So we didn't, change did not happen as fast as it does today. You know, you could go to work. Yeah, you could go to work today, and a memo that you got last week is already old.
Oh, sure. Yes, and back then, and jobs were easier to find because the people were doing more training back then as well, too. So if you got fired or laid off of a job, you could easily transition into a new job within a day or so, you know. But that's not happening now. So what do we have to do to get people back into the job market?
Well, today what it's going to take for people to, you know, now more than ever, that's why you see coaches and counseling popping up everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we're one of the hot commodities right now. It's almost like when people are in great financial problems, they have to have a lot more financial planners.
Oh, yes.
So now that people are – go ahead.
No, I'm saying, you know, I'm agreeing with you.
So people now are going to need to work with probably a coach like myself or yourself or counselors who can pretty much work with these individuals either in a group setting. Watch, you'll see. You'll just watch what I'm saying. You will, especially for people up here in the Northeast, you will begin to see these work group type sessions popping up all over. As a matter of fact, I've already done one just recently. I've done two, and I have two more scheduled already. That's fast these groups are taking off, where we now have to show people how to navigate themselves through this kind of like unemployment maze, because it is like a maze now, because you got to find the right job. If you find the right job, they meet the requirements that you need to take care of your household. Once you find that, is it in the right location? Is it like a maze now?
Mhm. That is so true. And I am also excited that you came on the air with me tonight, because I know that you're putting together different programs. Before we talk about that, let's talk a little bit about the leadership shortage.
Yes.
Because we see that here in Hampton Roads as well, and I'm sure that you see it too in your fair city of New Jersey. And I know that your organization, PSUI, also helps in that arena as well. So can you talk a little bit about, and especially for the women that are listening, the leadership programs that you've put together?
Yeah, in 99, 2000, so now you're talking about at least 12, 13 years ago, I had to write a paper on leadership when I was working on my MBA. And so in my research is where I came across all of this data and information and surveys that talked about this huge leadership shortage that was going to come about and hit the United States, and that it would nearly cripple our economy. And the reason that they were saying that this would happen was due to the fact that there were more and more people who held leadership roles. They were, retiring, leaving the workplace. And the problem was successors had not been created, not just identified, but they had not been created. In other words, they had not been trained for leadership.
Wow, that's amazing. I know that I attended this one particular session, and it was talking about leadership, in 2012. And the question came up, where are all the women leaders in the community? and there was a gentleman speaker, and we asked him, could he name one? And he was so funny. He said, your mama. He wasn't trying to be funny, but he couldn't think of one. So he was saying, referencing to us, that more than likely your mom was a leader to you because that was the person you looked to. But right now we're talking about corporate America. When the people retire that are in those positions, you're saying they're not picking successors or training successors to step into their shoes. Is that what I'm hearing?
And that was leadership across both genders, but particularly, of course, there was always a disparity in women leadership anyway. So what happened was women, even though we have more women in colleges and universities, however, they are not groomed for leadership roles. And so when they get into the organization, because they were not groomed, like they will take a male per se and right away began to groom them for a CEO position, whereas a woman was only groomed to best rise up to senior director.
Right. Now, do you think, Coach Lalisa, that it is partly our fault as women because we don't speak up, or is it because we're not being asked?
Well, traditionally, I personally wouldn't maybe look at it as it's anyone's fault. It's just what was happening in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Women had a different role. Women were seen differently. We took on a different role, what have you. But it could be someone's fault. But here's this great opportunity now that we get to now groom, encourage, and motivate people to and train them to become leaders.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that is so awesome. That's why I love what you do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the reasons we're doing this conference, because of the shortage, because of the lack thereof, we need to do conferences like this. And so a person could say, well, Essence is having a leadership conference, and Black Enterprise is having, and this group and that group. There's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough. We have a leadership shortage, period. That's both male and female. So it's even more devastating because we already had less women in leaders. They were disproportionate according to how many women are in the workplace. And so it just makes sense. And then the majority of the women leaders that we do have, statistics show that they are leading their own businesses because they're starting their own companies. Well, then naturally you're the CEO, but in terms of corporations. So we're going to see a big turnaround, again, in the boardrooms in terms of being a board of director or being a CEO of an organization.
So we know that our job is to get these women ready.
Yes.
To be able to step into those positions. So, and saying that, we're going to talk about the conference that's coming up in your area. Okay.
Yes, yes. So what we want to do is we want to be able to help women to get ahead. We want to help women to walk in their gifting, their talents. There are many women who are very good at being leaders. And here's the key. Diversity has always been understood to be something that can increase productivity.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas a company in the past may not have women leaders at the table, you see, thinking that, you know, they don't need to be here or whatever, now they understand the power of diversity. And so now that you have different people with different personalities, different leadership styles, different ideas, different creativity, different innovations, different ways of doing things, the companies are going to see that it was actually good for them had they done this sooner. However, you can't do something until you're ready to do it.
Oh, yeah. That's the truth.
So
I'm excited, yes.
Time for women to advance. We're in a great time to see this. What we have to do is encourage women to step up to the plate. Don't be, and see, the thing is, we need, yes, men, it is going to take some men to pull this along, much like what happened when African Americans need to be elevated. We had to have white people help do that because they were already in the position.
Right.
The same thing, we're going to find a lot of men who are going to have to open up these doors for us, and they're going to have to encourage their partners or their brothers or whatever we want to call them, so to speak, the old boys network, to like loosen up. Let's let them in. You know, somebody's got to say, because if a decision is made about whether a woman should be kind, let's just say you have a big organization and you're sitting at the table deciding whether you should let a woman become the next CEO, and it's all men at the table. It's going to have to take a man to say, yes, let's do it.
Right, absolutely. And I know that even though my program is called Issues Concerning Women, and you are a female coach, we still mentor to men as well because we need to have this dialogue with them so that they hear us and saying that we're ready. We're ready to do this. We encourage men to support our program and come to our workshops and seminars so that they can hear us, that we're not, we don't want to be, stopping all their, on their heads. We want to work alongside with them and learn what we can from them as well, and then in return, they learn something from us,
Well, yeah, we want to show them that we're capable. We're not just silly women who say, get it, get
it.
No, we're capable.
Right.
We have the education. We have the poise. We have the talent, the skills, and the abilities, and we want to help grow this, not only grow the company, grow the staff, grow the profits, grow the country, but at the same time, we're going to still be able to make sure that our families are intact.
Oh, absolutely. And I think for a lot of from what I see here in some of the seminars and workshops that I do, I'm getting more and more men coming because they want to hear about what we have to say about women in the workplace and women in leadership roles. So I think that's awesome. And I think that the more we talk about it, the more interested they're going to get and the more they're going to hear what we say. And when they're sitting at that boardroom table, they're going to be open to being the one to say, you know what, it's time for us to have a woman on board. It's, you know, it's past time, you know, and pay her equal pay. Because that's the other thing, too, that women have to worry about. As we still see in, two weeks ago, they had that the vote about women having equal pay, and then the Lilly Ledbetter, you know, when President Obama went into, that was his first bill that he signed, you know. So we're still having that struggle about the pay that women should be getting. But I think the more we talk about it, the more we say we're ready, the more they see we can do the job, then they'll be more apt to give us those higher paychecks so that we can take care of our families. And we don't want to be men, but we just want to have the same pay and we're doing a great job anyway. They know that we are, so let's get them paid, you know. So yeah. I'm really excited. So I know that you have something going on this month, the 20th of this month there in New Jersey. So what's going on with your events? So tell us all about that.
Okay, and the
you're a busy lady.
the one thing more I wanted to say about the conference is that this conference is going to put in front of the women who show up, and we are looking for a couple hundred women to come out and to learn how to step up into that leadership role. But some of the leaders that are going to be there speaking, one, yourself, me, and then some of the other women. These are women who are in major organizations. We have vice presidents of a hospital, and we have a vice president of a bank, a principal of a school. These are individuals who are in some major roles already in corporations to come. I'm going to try to get a woman who was a vice president of a human resource department for years.
Wonderful.
And
mm-hmm.
she's about 20 different boards, and she's an African-American woman. She can certainly talk to the fact that, you know, and here's the thing. If you want to learn how to do something, you go to someone that's already done it, that's been there, done
hey.
It.
Yes.
They're going to come forward, and they're going to share their story of how they got that role, what it took, and what they feel that it would take to get ready, and what you need to do while you're in that role, because we don't want to get into that role and then not know how we are to carry ourselves. So I just wanted to plug that in, and certainly we'll talk more about it as it unfolds.
As it gets closer, yes, because I definitely want to have you back on for, you know, another full show.
Yeah.
Get all the information out there and let everybody know what we're doing, not just in Virginia Beach, but in New Jersey as well. And we, you know, we've been commissioned to do some things, and Lisa and I we're just ready. So y'all better get ready for us. I'm telling you, some things are going to be happening this year going into 2012. So just get ready and stay tuned for the Lisa show. So Lisa, tell them when your show is on, what time it comes on, so they can tune into you as well.
Okay, well, my show comes on weekdays on Blog Talk Radio, the Coach LaLisa show. And you know what? I just typed something in on Facebook. The way I figured it out, you know, I was just born to empower.
Absolutely.
You know, ever since I was in the world, you know, I always wanted to. I started my first group called the DV Lees back when I was probably about 9 years old in Cincinnati,
mm-hmm.
in little projects called Millville where we lived, myself and four other girls in the fourth. I was in the fourth grade at the time.
Oh, that is awesome.
We had a little group going, and we would meet monthly, and we'd go to each one's house and eat our little hot dogs and what have you. So I guess it's been with me for a while. But what I have coming up on June the 20th is my Release Your Power Personal and Professional Development Seminar. And that's based on the book that I wrote, Release Your Power. It's going to happen on Wednesday, June the 20th. And it is a place where people will learn to unleash their human potential and overcome the obstacles in their lives. And so it really teaches a person how to tap into what's inside their personal power and become a success wherever they are, whether they work for someone else or work for themselves.
That is great. So I know that we have much more to talk about, but we're going to end our call tonight, and we thank you, LaLisa Williams. Coach LaLisa is her name. I know she gave you great information tonight, and if they would like to contact you, Coach LaLisa, how can they do that?
They can, you know, the best way to get me is to follow me on Facebook or Twitter, or you can follow me on LinkedIn, or you can simply call me at 908-432-1853. The website is LaLisaJWilliams.com. The website is LaLisaJWilliams.com. So our site is down for a couple of days. We're doing some work on it, but as soon as we get it back up, but you can still keep the website name, LaLisaJWilliams.com.
Absolutely. That is so awesome. I am so, so thankful for you coming on tonight.
Thank you.
I know that, girl, I am so excited about the bus, and I am ready to come to New Jersey, and we're going to just have an awesome time, so you don't want to miss it. So if you're in the New Jersey area, if you want to travel from Hampton Roads, however you need to get there, you need to be there, and we're going to announce the date the next time we come on. And let you know the date and location and all of that. But it is going to happen, and we have other things coming out this year, and we're just thankful that we're able to walk in our purpose, you know. And, LaLisa, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. You have been listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. We're on every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m., so please join us. And we are looking forward to being with you next Thursday. So God bless you. Good night.